Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I'm delighted to have a dear friend with me in the studio today. This is Steve Hall. He is one of several Steve Halls in the Knoxville area. And all I'll tell you is he's the one who's in the studio today. Steve, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about your work in Knoxville and the work that you do there so that people who are from East Tennessee will have an idea which Steve Hall we're talking about.
Well, that's great. There's a lot of Steve Halls, as you mentioned. I'm probably the lowest on the totem pole of all these Steve Halls that are in Knoxville, but I started a firm about 30 years ago called Retirement Planning Services. I'm a certified financial planner, registered investment advisor, so forth, and we focus on helping people to prepare for retirement, transition into retirement, and then walk with them throughout their retirement years.
Excellent. And I this is not an infomercial, okay? but I will tell you that I know several of Steve's clients who are very, very grateful for his work. So he's going to be talking with us today about a really neat thing that's coming up here in our area, in Pigeon Forge area, and it's coming up soon, isn't it?
It's at the end of April of 2016.
So it's time to get signed up now.
There you go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So the end of April 2016, you want to be in Pigeon Forge, especially if you're a runner, right?
Especially if you're a runner and you're 40 years of age or older.
Okay. Well, now, so this is not for teenagers and 20-somethings. This is for people who are 40 years or older.
Yes, and the week it's called the Retro Running Weekend, and so it's a whole weekend of activities and presentations, workshops, and a very unique race, a salute to veterans, Veterans Appreciation Breakfast. It's starts Friday early afternoon and Sunday mid-morning, and it's really all geared for people that are 40 years of age and older.
Okay, well, now, why in the world would I want, on a program called Abiding in Christ, to talk about something that involves running and what some would call oldies music and stuff like that? I mean, why? I'll tell you why. Because my friend Steve Hall is not only heading this thing up, he is using this as an opportunity to do good. And that, I believe, is a very worthy model for those of you who are listening right now and who are involved in all kinds of things all around the country, but have not necessarily thought about how that can be integrated with your faith and your desire to serve the Lord. Steve has a genius idea, I think, and that is, he's using this retro running weekend in order to not only bring people together for fun, but also to do some good. What are some of the things that are going to benefit from this event?
Well, our charitable focus is in really three areas. One is on education. Another one is on our environment. Another one is to provide for veterans. And another one is to provide for life needs. And so $50 of every registration goes directly to our charities. And so if we max out at 8,000 registrations, then we have, as a baseline, $400,000 that we're going to be providing for charities. And most, probably 95% of all the dollars that we raise will have not, they're from outside the East Tennessee area. And so those would be donations that would not normally go to these charities that are really benefiting East Tennesseans quite greatly.
That's marvelous. Now, again, I know from having grown up around ministries and fundraising and so forth, many organizations take a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of what comes in and say, hey, you know, when you do this, you are supporting something good. You're talking about $50 of every registration going toward charity.
$50 minimum. We also take at least 10% of our sponsors' fees that go as well. So, and we don't expect really much in the way of sponsors' fees for this first year, just because we're looking for the right partners in the sponsorship area, and we want to bring them in to show them what a great event this is. It will enable more people to attend, which again, every registration means that $50 goes to the charities, and then that sponsorship becomes more valuable down the line, and we'll raise more money as we go.
Well, again, I've seen, when we first moved here, let me tell two stories that illustrate, hopefully for our listeners, why I'm so excited about this. When we moved here, we were totally stepping out in faith. We had no promise of financial support. I mean, it was just, you know, God, please take care of us. We're doing this because we believe you told us to. And God has faithfully provided all these years. It's been just miraculous. But just as we arrived, two things happened that really registered with me. One was, I think it was ABC 2020 was the news program. It was one of those. Charlie Gibson, I think, was one of the announcers. Mm-hmm. This is back in the old days, in the early 90s. And they announced, I saw it on their program, they announced ABC had shared a story, a heartrending story, about a great program for youth in Houston, Texas, that was about to shutter. It was about to go under because they didn't have adequate funding. And the people of America saw that, and their hearts were moved, and they responded. They responded generously all across America, and I think, if I remember the numbers correctly, they had raised $10,000 from all over America through the efforts of ABC News supporting this program down in Texas. And they were sharing this the next week like it was the biggest victory in the world. That they had just ABC News nationwide promoting this thing in millions of homes.
Yeah.
$10,000 came in. And as I think it was Charles Gibson said, it really just restores your faith in humanity.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's terrible. Yeah. That's terrible. ABC News can't raise more than $10,000 in a week. I mean, that is awful. I mean, that would destroy whatever falsely placed faith I had in humanity. If that, you know, $10,000. Now, again, if some individual gave $10,000, I'd be impressed. Mm-hmm. But America joins together and raises $10,000 to save a program for kids in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I thought, well, and God said, Jim, that's what big business can do. That's what the networks can do. That's what the world can do. I'm going to take care of Ware's Valley Ranch. Mm-hmm. And God has done that. God has been faithful. And we've never been on network news all across America. Mm-hmm. God's done it. The same time period. Just prior to that, in fact, I got word from friends on Cape Cod about a huge fundraiser that had been done where all the Rotary clubs on Cape Cod got together and put on a fundraiser to try and stop HIV and AIDS. Now, in that area of the country, that is a huge concern and a huge cause célèbre. And they brought in all kinds of entertainers. And speaking retro here, they brought as the MCs the Smothers Brothers. Mm. Okay?
Sure.
And so, I mean, it was a huge, I mean, they had folk artists. They had people who had performed at Woodstock. They had, I mean, it was a huge affair. And they spent tons of money bringing all these people in and putting them all up. And do you know how much they raised? Out of all that, President Clinton didn't show up, but he was rumored to be planning on attending. He just, I guess, came up with something else to do on Martha's Vineyard. But they had this event. The whole Cape participated. People came from all around and paid to be a part of it. And the net was they raised $50,000. Now, hold on. You know how they raised the $50,000? The Smothers Brothers gave their fee back. The Smothers Brothers gave the $50,000 that they were supposed to be paid because they were so dismayed that all these people had come together to raise money for AIDS and no money had been raised. That's how badly that was administered. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, let me tell you, Steve Hall is not looking to make a name for himself. Steve Hall is looking to provide a whole lot of people with benefit. And I am thrilled that their plan from the start is right off the top, this much goes. And they're being honest about it. If somebody calls you on the phone and says, you know, I'm representing the disabled veterans or the police charity or the whatever it is that they're calling about, one of the first questions you should ask is, can you send me a copy of the financials so I know how much of what I donate actually goes to it? Because in some cases, it's like 2 to 3%. Some cases, less. I would just encourage you, if you care about any of those causes, don't give that way. Okay? Don't do it. And by the way, if somebody calls you and says, I'm calling on behalf of Ware's Valley Ranch and asking you to please send this money, that's not us. Don't believe them. We love it when our listeners support Ware's Valley Ranch. We love it when people support Jim Wood Ministries, Abiding in Christ. That's all good. But what is happening with this event is that God is leveraging the talents of some wonderful people in order to put together what can be a really fun weekend. Christians can have fun. And, Steve, do you have to be a Christian to come to this?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Are there going to be some things that would be considered kind of like, what should we say, secular going on?
Actually, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And there's really something for probably everybody that's 40 years of age and older. It's been a lot of fun to plan. One of the fun things is we've started with a blank slate and just said, you know, what would we really like to do? What would we like to see involved and so forth? And so, and it's been an idea that's been brewing for probably about 13 years. So although it's the first time event, we've had a lot of planning going into it and a lot of good partners and, you know, to walk alongside us and very creative people to be involved.
Now, in the midst of this is a race, a road race.
That's correct. Very unique.
How long is the road race?
The race is 5 miles, 916 yards. There's a number of nice things about the race, the unique things. And one is the distance, because it's not measured in kilometers or meters. It's measured in miles and yards. And that's, you know, I grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And quite frankly, the government tried to convert us to meters, the metric system. And quite frankly, we just weren't smart enough to adapt. And so we'd see a sign on a road sign that says, you know, Nashville, 150 kilometers, and really didn't know if it'd take 20 minutes or, you know, 4 hours. So so they gave up on us. And but a lot of the focus now is towards the metric system. So having the race at 5 miles, 916 yards, or 5.59 miles, makes the event a world record at that distance, because there actually it's never been run.
Yeah.
And so the winner will set a new world record. I don't think that the U.S. Olympic Committee will put that in its record, but it is. It's going to be a world record. And one of the unique things is that everybody gets to start at the starting line.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, I've been around some races before. That's unusual.
Very unusual, actually. And the way that we do that, we actually have 7 races in one. And the reason I came up with this was after I turned 50, I'm 63 right now, after I turned 50, our family would get together and jump in these road races. Our kids were on the mission field overseas, and they'd come in town, and you know, on Thursday night, we'd say, well, there's a race over here on Saturday, why don't we jump in there? And we did it as a family. It was a lot of fun and an experience. But at age 50, I was in pretty good shape for a 50-year-old, but I could never run against the 20 and 30 years old anymore. And so if I'm honest, I start, you know, far back in the pack, and where I start, you know, it takes 3 or 4 minutes to get to the starting line after the gun goes off. So, You know, and I'm back with people with dogs on leashes and people, you know, pushing baby strollers and so forth. And so I thought, my gosh, wouldn't it be fun to actually run at the front again and actually look down the starting line and say, you know, I have a chance to do pretty well in this race. And so I was a competitive runner in the 70s and kind of, you know, had forgotten that feeling. So started thinking about how you could do that with the chip timing and the electronics that are available now. And so this was 13 years ago. I figured out how you could do it, and even it's even more you know, available today. It's a lot easier today actually to do that. So I thought if you could do that, that would be a lot of fun. And then I thought, well, you know, it would take a lot of work to do that. So what would make it worthwhile? And so I thought, you know, if I could raise just a ton of money for charity, then it would be worth considering.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured out how to do that, and I got, had a lot of good counsel on that, and decided to just say, okay, we're going to, for this target group, it's people that are 40 years of age and older. They're high income, high discretionary income, high net worth, the leaders of their families, leaders of their business. They can afford an additional $50.
Yep.
Let's just raise the price $50. And so everybody, we know that if we have, you know, whatever, 6,000 participants, we know that we have at least $300,000 to give to charity. So that would make it, you know, the charitable component really important and very visible and very worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And then I thought, you know, the last part of this would be to get sponsors that would love to partner with us, that would, you know, be a great boost to their brand and identity, and partnering with a good cause, and you know, it would be great for them as well. So I don't really want to spend the next few years begging sponsors to come in. I want it to be a great experience for both the participants as well as the sponsors, and just exceed everybody's expectations. So that's our real objective, and as a result, charity should, you know, benefit hugely. The whole key is we've got to bring the numbers in.
Well, and to that end, let me ask you, suppose a person is wanting to come, but they're thinking, in addition to the race, you know, I mean, before the race, after the race, is there going to be anything else for me and my family to do to enjoy this thing? My wife, yeah. Let's say my wife is a runner and I'm not,
mm-hmm.
or I'm a runner and my wife is not. Would this still be a fun weekend for the?
Absolutely. It's fun to talk about, but just some of the highlights. We have the whole weekend starting early Friday afternoon, and then Friday evening we have a headliner band, but there's music all weekend at the LeConte Event Center in Pigeon Forge. Beautiful facility. It's only about 2 years old. Stone fireplaces in the lobby, granite bathrooms. I mean, it's just an incredible facility. We're really excited to be there. But we have live onstage music, headliner bands on Friday night and Saturday night. Saturday night, we're bringing in a band from Riverside, California called Woody and the Longboards, which is the number one rated tribute band in North America. And they're going to do a 75-minute tribute to the Beach Boys, take a 20-minute break, and then do another 75-minute tribute to the Eagles. And that's on Friday night. We have another headliner band coming in on Friday night from Nashville. But we have music in on the grounds throughout the day, a lot of great local talent, and then we have workshops. We have Jeff Galloway's 3-hour running school. We have workshops like coffee roasting. You know, we have elder law. We have a lot of different people coming in. Lee Ellis, who is an incredible individual, a veteran, retired colonel. Spent 5.5 years in captivity in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. Has a great message to Vietnam vets. We're treating them to a special Veterans Appreciation Breakfast on Sunday morning. It's just a very, very special weekend for anybody, particularly 40 years of age and older.
There you go. Folks, again, I said it's not an infomercial. It's not. It is. I wanted Steve to come on the show and talk about this because I'm very excited. Well, now I'll tell you, truth in advertising here. One of the charities that will benefit is Ware's Valley Ranch. And we're very grateful for that. But let me tell you, I was grateful that he had this idea even before Where's Valley Ranch was one of the charities. Because, again, what he's doing is he loves to run. He loves the oldies music. He loves stuff that is great stuff. It's not, you know, it's not just let's get together and sing the songs we sang at children's camp when we were small. It's stuff from everyday life. But he's taking that and in a very beautiful way, using it for the glory of God and for the good of his fellow man. That's a biblical concept. That's the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to be salt and light in this world. And I think Steve is modeling for us what it looks like to take his own interests and skills and leverage those in order to bless others. And I want to encourage our listeners. You may say, well, I don't know what I could do. Well, let me tell you, I know a lady, she's now in heaven, but she decided there wasn't much she could do except make chicken salad. That was about all she could do. So she started packaging her chicken salad and selling it at the local grocery store. It turned into a huge enterprise that made tons of funds, which she used in order to spread the gospel around the world. It all started with just some salads that she made at home. I know a fellow who had a pie company, and he decided instead of just selling pies, he was going to turn his pie company over to God. And when I first introduced him, I introduced him as the owner of Edwards Pie Company. He said, Jim, I thank you for that kind introduction, but I need to clarify, I'm not the owner of Edwards Pie Company. God is the owner of Edwards Pie Company. I'm just the CEO. And he really lived that out. And one of the houses here at the ranch was built by the Edwards Foundation because that family spent more on that home for children than they did on their own home. They used what they were good at in order to bless other people. They've sold the company, folks, back in the early 90s. I still eat Edwards pies. It's a great product. And I don't get any money for saying so on the air. But here is an illustration of somebody who had a great idea and was willing to do a lot of hard work. Let me ask you, Steve, did this all just kind of fall together or have you had to work on this?
Well, I'm very thankful that my son is now the managing partner of our firm. So I've almost taken a sabbatical. I still sit in on meetings and still do some planning and so forth. But by God's grace, I'm in a position to do this. And it's been on the back burner for such a long time. And I haven't had the opportunity to really address it until this last year. But it's been the second full-time job I have, and and it's actually just because I have a lot of great people helping me that we can do it.
Well, Retro Running Weekend in April of 2016 in Pigeon Forge is an event not to be missed. If you are not able to be here, I want to encourage you to pray, even between now and then, that the pieces are going to come together. And you who are listening right now, you say, I'm not a runner, but I bet you know somebody who is. Tell them about this event. It may be somebody who hasn't run in a while and they need to start now so that they'll be in shape in April, because I think this is going to be a huge event for years to come, and I don't want folks to miss out. Now, folks who are interested and want to sign up, they can go to the website, goretrorunning.com.
That's correct.
And they can get a $25 discount. Our listeners can.
That's correct.
They can get a $25 discount if they put in the code, and the code is WVR25.
That's correct.
When you use that discount code, not only do you get $25 off your registration fee, but the ranch will get an additional $25 for your registration.
That's correct. And it doesn't discount or come off of the allocation from the general pool. So it's an additional $25.
That's fantastic. That is fabulous. GoRetroRunning.com. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. If you have questions about this, contact us. We'd love to talk to you. But God bless you, and be sure and tune in again next time.
You're listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. This program is paid for by the generous donations of listeners like you. You can hear Pastor Wood's teachings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at pastorwood.org. And when you visit PastorWood.org, we would greatly appreciate it if you would tell us a little bit about yourself and, if possible, also make a donation to this ministry. So please visit PastorWood.org today or give us a call at 866-41-ABIDE.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.